Before I begin, just a couple of announcements, let's say. So there are no slides for this presentation.
Second, this presentation deals with something that is not usually discussed in this type of events. And for this reason, I want to express my deepest gratitude and appreciation to Tulane University and the organizers of this symposium. The purpose of my presentation is to provide some information that could help in examining President Chavez's attitudes towards the academic and professional sectors in Venezuela. And first, I would like to at least say something about the academic and professional background of President Chavez, which may help understanding this relationship. Also, I'm going to make my presentation from the standpoint of the relationships between the government and universities, the government and national academies, and the government and professional associations, particularly the Caracas Bar Association. At the time President Chavez became notorious, he had completed his military training at the Military Academy in Caracas. He had obtained a degree in military arts and sciences as a member of the first class ever to receive such a degree at the Military Academy. He had taught Venezuelan military history as a faculty staff member at the same academy, and had attended but not completed the well-respected Master's in Political Studies program at Universidad Simón Bolívar in Caracas. Of course, it is well known that at that time he made front pages of the most important newspapers and magazines in Venezuela, and he gained a lot of TV coverage as well. What ensued is history after the 1992 failed coup. Was a time in prison for Chavez and for those directly taking part in the plot. And the opportunity for President Chavez as a media crown coup leader to get in touch with the most disparate of Venezuelan foreign sectors. Reportedly, President Chavez didn't have much contact with the civilian world at that time. Intellectuals and university professors, students, lawyers, and other professionals, businessmen, musicians, entertainers, as well as politicians, went to pay their respects to the man in prison. Much media coverage of the past events continued, and much popularity resulted for the one who became the spokesperson for the failed coup. Once released from jail, Chavez was invited to Cuba by President Castro. There is a very famous video of a speech given by Chavez at the Aula Magna of the University of Havana during that visit, the same aula where the late Pope John Paul II was received by the authorities of the University of Havana with great honor and respect. During his after-prison phase, he was also invited to a number of universities around Venezuela and even to the Venezuelan Academy of Political and Social Sciences when he ran for president for the first time. Apart from his studies at the Military Academy and the master's program at Universidad Simón Bolívar, Chavez does not seem to have been related to university or professional sectors. His father was a teacher in Barinas State, his mother a housewife. Chavez attended the only elementary school in his hometown and went on to the only public high school in his home state of Barinas. He was an average student, but was a good athlete. That allowed him access to the Military Academy in Caracas, where he dreamed he could play baseball and maybe become a big leaguer. He finished his military training among the top 10% of his class, 8 among 75, and his master with a 4.5 over 5 grade point average. His older brother, Adán, attended Universidad de los Andes in the city of Mérida and obtained a degree in physics. Some of his brothers also attended university. Apparently, Chavez's older son and daughters did not attend university. His first wife devoted herself to their children and their house. His second wife was a journalist. After his selection, Chavez has been awarded honorary doctorates from Russian and Chinese universities, to name a few. Failed attempts by Venezuelan diplomats to convince a prestigious English university to award him a honorary doctorate during a visit to the UK led to frictions and reprimands. Reportedly, Chavez is very fond of his own knowledge, his readings, and his teachings. To what extent he had or has appreciation for universities, university professors, academics and academicians, and professional sectors is paradoxical, to say the least. I will begin by the relationship between the government and the national academies. There are 7 national academies in Venezuela, all of them funded and supported by the state. Originally, they were created by law as public entities that act as state advisors on matters of their specialty. Their members are elected for life. The national academies do not have any political power, and yet they are under the government's radar. Recently, President Chavez issued a decree ordering the Academy of National History to surrender the archives of Francisco de Miranda, as well as the archives of Simón Bolívar, to the General Archive of the Nation within a 2-month period. The order was issued without any previous notice or consultation. The relevant decree suggests that under the custody of the Academy of National History, access to the files was very limited, and that those files were used to distort Venezuelan history. Those archives have been under the custody of the Academy of National History for decades, and no one has complained about it. There is no proof that the archives had been misused, altered, or destroyed. The National Academy of Medicine has warned repeatedly about the deterioration of the health and hospital infrastructure, about the lack of state resources to fund health campaigns, about the hiring of Cuban physicians rather than Venezuelan doctors to assist in national health programs. The National Academy of Physics, Mathematics, and Natural Sciences has warned about the deterioration of the environment. The use of the land and agriculture and cattle production. The National Academy of Engineering and Habitat has expressed its concerns about the public housing policies, maintenance of public works, and power generation. No answer from the government. The National Academy of Economic Sciences has also advised against unlimited government expenditures, inflation, taxation, and budget control. The Academy of Political and Social Sciences has been instrumental and very active in demanding full respect for the rule of law and separation of powers as basic pillars of a constitutional democracy. It issued public statements against the use and abuse of the several enabling laws granted to President Chavez since 1999. It publicly asked the President of the Republic to retract from enacting the law on social control, also called the Frog Law, La Ley Sapo, a law that required every person in Venezuela to report anti-government activities. The law was repealed. Sometimes the academies and the academicians have been called by government officials a bunch of very old folks. More recently, all 7 academies had a special joint meeting in which a series of proposals of the academies, each in its relevant field, were presented to the nation. It was a public and open act. From the official sector, only the president of the Central Bank of Venezuela, who was also a former minister of finance, attended. No reaction from the government followed. The budget allocated to national academies was significantly cut in December of 2010, after years of not being increased, although inflation has not stopped in Venezuela. Just to mention, there has been a long and old debate about the causes of the death of the liberator of Simón Bolívar. During the exhumation of the remains of Bolívar, of Simón Bolívar last year, no member of the Academy of National History or of the Academy of Medicine was called to that event. In October of 2007, the Supreme Court of Justice annulled some articles of the law on the Academy of Political and Social Sciences. The provisions annulled were those dealing with the election of members of that academy. The request for annulment was filed exclusively against the provisions of that law, but similar provisions are also in all the laws of the remaining academies. But those were not challenged. There are rumors that the government plans to supersede the laws regulating national academies and substitute them with a single academy. What will happen then with current academy members is unknown. Universities. The oldest universities in Venezuela are state universities. Private universities began operations in 1953. The most prestigious university is Universidad Central de Venezuela. It is also the oldest and the largest. It is also the university with the highest level of political activity. Allegedly, Chavez got in touch with university sectors long before the 1992 coup. After his time in prison, his contacts were more intense. Professors approached him, especially those historically linked to leftist groups, but not only them. Very well-respected university professors, such as the philosopher and founding president of Universidad Simón Bolívar, became close to and supported Chavez. University students have been active political players since the 19th century. They were linked to the major political upheavals throughout the 20th century. The overthrow of the 1948-58 dictatorship, which was celebrated last week, was a success largely attributed to university sectors. In return, the 1958 law on universities granted functional autonomy to universities. Close ties between university sectors and guerrilla groups led President Caldera to raid, seize, and shut down Universidad Central on November 12, 1969, only to reopen it a couple of years later. Very significantly, and as a gesture of respect, on December 21, 2000, now President Chavez restored control over the botanic gardens adjacent to the main campus in Caracas to the president of Universidad Central. The botanic gardens had been under control of the armed forces in 1969. By late 2000, relationships with the educational sector prompted protests. Street marches began. Protests were fueled by the enactment of Decree 1011, which gave the Minister of Education the possibility to issue administrative measures on educational matters as it deemed convenient. The most popular street chant was, "Don't mess with my children." In 2007, students' leaders from state and private universities confronted the government with respect to the shutdown of the oldest and most popular Venezuelan TV station. Throughout Chavez's entire tenure as president, a heated discussion about university reform has been ongoing. The president of the oldest Catholic university assumed the role of outspoken critic of government policies on education and university matters. Insults and threats ensued. Traditionally, state universities elect their authorities, whether president, vice president, secretary, deans, etc., with a vote of tenured professors, students, and alumni. However, votes are uneven, with a vote of tenured professor having a considerable heavier weight than the others in the electoral decision-making process. Regardless of the traditional inclination of state universities towards leftist groups, in the last 10 years, pro-government groups have been unable to win major elections at Universidad Central de Venezuela and other major state universities. During the entire three terms in office of President Chavez, his allies have not held the presidency of Universidad Central, Los Andes, Carabobo, or Zulia, to name just the oldest state universities. The same applies to elections of student representatives. The current chairman of the Federation of University Students at Universidad Central is a 22-year-old law student, son of a former president of Universidad Simón Bolívar, who repeatedly opposed Chavez's views on university reform. The government's proposal is to grant every member of the university community equal voting rights and equal weight to their vote. Students, professors, tenure or not, alumni, workers, and employees, all will have equal rights. The one man, one vote principle is the formula enshrined in the August 15, 2009 Organic Law on Education. This principle has been the basis for suspension by the Supreme Court of a number of electoral processes at various universities during the last year and a half. None such elections were at Universidad Central de Venezuela. This same principle was contemplated for private universities in the law on university education, which was approved by the National Assembly in December 2010. After consultations and in light of the public opposition of university professors, university authorities, and student groups, Chavez decided to step back and not promulgate it. The sole victim of this faux pas was the incumbent Minister of University Education. The debate remains alive. Financial resources allocated to universities have been dwindling over the last years. Faculty salaries are at the 2007 level. Budgets are down to one half of the 2006 level. In more than one opportunity, Universidad de Carabobo, University of Zulia, or University of Los Andes have announced a technical shutdown for lack of financial resources. Subsidies to private universities have been cut. In 2010, the National Assembly modified the 2005 Organic Law on Science, Technology, and Innovation in order to cut direct private contributions to fund university projects. In the meantime, the government created new state universities. The new flag university is Universidad Bolivariana, with more than allegedly 65,000 students around the country. Its Caracas headquarters are located very, very near to the main campus of Universidad Central, so as to have an outpost ready to counteract any adverse action from across the street. The current Minister of University Education, appointed a few days ago, was at the time of her appointment president of Universidad Bolivariana. Access to universities has been a chronic and recurring problem over the last 40 years. Usually universities decide individually which students to accept based on different criteria, mainly through admission tests. This has caused a very large chunk of potential student body to be excluded from the possibility of university education. The government's proposal is to open the doors and let everybody in. Free access to university, no matter how well qualified the student may be and regardless of facility availability. The government is also pushing to reduce the duration of university study from 5 to 4 years. Universidad Bolivariana is already on this track. During commencement ceremony of the Law School of Universidad Bolivariana, comprising over 700 lawyers in its first class ever last year, the president of the Supreme Court of Justice said that the future court officers and judges will be the lawyers graduating from Universidad Bolivariana Law School. Undaunted, students continue to protest and claim respect for their universities and freedom of teaching. The government has offered them good quality gas del bueno, in a reference to tear gas traditionally used to control student demonstrations. Low salaries and limited funding continue to affect professors and research projects. In 2010, the law on salaries of high public office, including the president of state universities, was enacted to cut down salaries. Every now and then, university professors protest and conduct orderly one-day strikes. University employees adopt a similar position by regularly calling a strike, not opening university doors, or not providing security services. A few months ago, authorities at Universidad Central decided to install doors at the main entrances of the main campus in Caracas. Shortly thereafter, at the request of the Office of the Ombudsman, an injunction from the Supreme Court forbid the installation. For no one is it a secret that crime is not alien to the campus of Universidad Central. The debate rolls on. In Official Gazette of January 25th, a special meeting of the National Council of Universities was called for yesterday, for the 27th. The purpose of the call is to discuss strategies for the debate on the transformation of the university and the law on university education. Professional associations and the legal profession. Almost all professions requiring university training are subject to mandatory enrollment in professional associations. Physicians, dentists, architects, engineers, public accountants, economists, and lawyers, to name some of them, must enroll in their respective professional association. All of those associations elect their authorities in secret elections. Government followers have not been able to win elections in the last 12 years in any of the most important professional associations. Professional associations traditionally enjoy social recognition and prestige. Some of them date back to the 18th century. However, since the 1970s, they fell under the axis of the major political parties, professional associations, in particular the National College of Engineers, the Venezuelan Medical Federation, the State of Miranda Medical College, and the Caracas Bar Association have been particularly critical of the government. The government responded with insults and disqualifications. Criticism from the professional association was not considered when they alerted about deficiencies in the state of public facilities around the country, such as highways, bridges, airports, electrical generation and supply, health and hospital issues. Neither did the government pay much attention to criticism regarding the state of the rule of law, independence of the judiciary and other public offices and the respect of human rights. Particular attention should be paid to the case of the Caracas Bar Association. Almost 3 years ago, in February 2008, the Supreme Court of Justice removed the members of the Board of Directors and the members of the Ethics Tribunal of the Caracas Bar Association elected in late 2005. In those elections, three groups participated, namely a government-backed group, a group supported by the major political party from the opposition, and a non-aligned group. None of the participating groups challenged the results. However, in 2004, before the elections, two attorneys had demanded that elections at the Caracas Bar Association take place. They argued that the previous election took place in 1995, and elections were required every 2 years. Important to say, the two attorneys urging the court to call for election were the same two that challenged the constitutionality of the provisions of the law of the Academy of Political and Social Sciences that were annulled by the Supreme Court. It took the court 4 years to decide the case, but it removed the elected board members and instead appointed a new board and members of the Ethics Tribunal. It also appointed a poll commission so that new elections would take place. The new board never took possession of the facilities of the Caracas Bar Association that remained in the hands of the old board. No elections have been conducted so far. And just to close, it cannot be said that the student body is aligned with some political party. University continues to suffer a budgetary deficit, which impairs the teaching and research activities. A significant number of professional and university professors and graduates, especially from the younger generation, have fled into self-exposed economic exile, so to be able to work under more favorable conditions. Thank you.